The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Top 5 Express, where we list, quantify, and rank things in the list show that lets your fingers do the walking. I'm Bruce Otter, and today we take a look at my top 5 public domain resources. Certain books, recordings, films, and other pieces of media have been around long enough to have fallen into the public domain. This means you can adapt, modify, share, and enjoy this media without concern of copyright. The public domain is a wonderful resource for creative types in our remix, remash, and reinvent culture. It's also a wonderful resource for cheap people looking for books to read or movies to watch completely free of charge. With that, I give you my top 5 favorite public domain resources. Number 5, LibriVox at LibriVox.org. LibriVox offers an extensive library of free MP3 audiobooks of public domain works. Everything from mythology, philosophy, and poetry to children's stories, pulp science fiction, and mysteries. Read and recorded by dedicated volunteers for your benefit, you can fill your iPod with hundreds of hours of audiobooks by Twain, Lovecraft, Shakespeare, and Homer, and many more. Number 4. Project Gutenberg at Gutenberg.org. If you prefer the printed word, Project Gutenberg offers nearly 50,000 ebooks in numerous formats for download. Fiction, nonfiction, engineering, and histories are all available for whatever device you like to read with. Number 3. The Digital Comic Museum at digitalcomicmuseum.com. The DCM is a repository of over 16,000 golden, Atom, and early Silver Age comics that have fallen into public domain. If you like pre-code horror, funny animals, or obscure superheroes like Zippo, Daredevil, no, not that Daredevil, the other one, Crimebuster, or Stardust the Super Wizard, the DCM is like Christmas every day. There are also archives of old newspaper strips and government comics like Will Eisner-drawn Army training materials circa World War II. It's comics history at your fingertips. Stuff that was formerly completely unavailable or would cost you thousands of dollars can now be read for the cost of your internet connection. Number 2. The Internet Archive at archive.org. A true wonder of the potential of the public domain, the Internet Archive collects books, comics, audio, news, software, and films for our benefit. It is a massive undertaking, making all sorts of material available for download. The archive recently uploaded 900 emulated classic video games under the name Internet Arcade that you can play right in your browser. Their Moving Pictures Archive collects all kinds of ephemeral video, government productions, old TV commercials, and more that are, again, downloadable and usable for whatever your twisted imagination can come up with. And number 1, the Internet Archive Book Image Archive on Flickr.com. Though part of the Internet Archive, like LibriVox, I consider this a separate entry for its sheer usefulness. This is an archive of almost 3 million images pulled from public domain books available to the Internet Archive. These images are only part of a collection that is projected to eventually reach 14 million images pulled from 2 million books. These images are searchable, tagged under hundreds, if not thousands, of topics, and it's a wonder to behold. They are also available for download in high resolution. Go to the archive, type in any keyword, and lose a couple of hours. A fantastic tool for artists working in collage, and great for finding dozens of reference images for any drawing. Amazing. The archive and many resources like it have usage notes and sometimes include other types of Creative Commons licensing, so be cautious and make sure anything that you use is truly public domain and not restricted in some way. There you have it. My top 5 public domain resources. Have your own list, additions, subtractions, or contradictions? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at @utterdisaster, or in the comments at majorspoilers.com. You can also read my weird humor and pop culture inspired comics on Mondays and Wednesdays at brainteasercomics.com. If you have any other questions or topics for future shows or would like to sponsor an episode, send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com and be sure to join the full crew in the next installment of Top 5.